their head.
Yes, we made head cheese, what they called head cheese. They used the head's mincemeat. Now that was, I did not care for head cheese myself. It was good, and lots of people eat it. But the thing that I liked was to make mincemeat with the heads, and they would boil them, take the meat off the bones, and use sorghum molasses, dried apples, dried peaches, and things like that in it, and it was delicious. That's mincemeat. And it's much better than what you buy today. Of course, they use spices, allspice and cinnamon and cloves, and I couldn't give you the exact amounts, but that was mincemeat. That's the mincemeat that we had, is what we made from the hog heads.
How about the word sauce?
Yeah, well, now the sauce and the head cheese was the same thing. Yes, And some people said, we'll make sauce out of this, and some people said head cheese either. They used both.
How about the feet?
We never used the feet, but some people pickled them.
And the different parts of the, could you describe how you would butcher them?
Oh, you mean cut the different parts,
yes,
the hams? The hams and the shoulders, right. And what we call the midlands, middling.
What's the midlands?
That's the side. Some people said side meat. That's where the bacon comes from. That's where they cured and make the bacon.
And did you use a word for something that was like bacon, but it wasn't, it was fatter?
Well, today we get some ends and pieces, but salt meat. I don't remember anything. Sausage, we would make sausage.
About that.
Yes.
Side meat is the same as salt pork?
No. Now this salt pork don't have any lean in it. If you look at salt pork, you won't find very much of it that has any lean in it. It's cut between the ham, if I remember, it's cut between the ham and this side, or between the shoulder and this side. That's where it comes from. It's the fat end off of the side. Then this side is streaked with lean, and that's the bacon.
I see. did you ever hear the word streaked lean for that bacon?
No.
Now you're talking about the sausage. Would you describe how you make that?
Oh yes, we ground it. We had what we called a sausage mill, and we ground the meat and seasoned it with seasonings that we had, such as sage and salt, pepper.
And did you stuff it in anything?
We have, yes, and cured it.
What did you use
to stuff it in? Sometimes I'd use the entrails, that clean the entrails, you know, which was when they were clean, they were very thin, and they would stuff these with the sausage and curry. Now, I don't remember having done that, but I remember stuffing some in some cloth bags.
How about the large intestine? Did you use that for anything?
Yes, we took those out and we took the fat off. We didn't use the intestine itself or anything, but we would take them out and take the fat off of them and render it out for the lard.
I see. But you weren't actually using
the intestine itself, no.
Did you ever hear them call them chitlins?
Chitlins.
did other people use them?
Yes, and we have a few. We made a few. We didn't make a lot of chitlins, but we would make them occasionally, and make chitlin cornbread. Chitlin cornbread.
You got to care much for it?
Not too much. That's a reason. That's a reason we didn't make it more than we did. We didn't care too much for it, but.